The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Welcome back. Now, a fellow by the name of Gianni Clifford has got busy with Lego over the course of the last year, and he immortalised some of his favourite Dublin pubs with Denmark's most famous bumpy brick. He's also offering some of the sets that he's created to buy for those missing the Irish pub experience and who might benefit from reacquainting with their inner child. Good morning, Gianni.
How's it going? Good morning.
Have you always been a big Lego fan, or is this something you've kind of done later in life?
No, I've always been a fan since I was a kid, but I think over the past 5 or so years I've got back into it more. Having the space to be able to build and to keep my sets is always helpful for that.
Yeah, and you're not ashamed, obviously, that it's, you know, you can play with toys as a grown-up.
No, I think it's good to play. I think it's one of the main things I want to get across with the project Dublin Bricks. The positive sense of playing and getting in touch with that inner child, and you know, with Lego you're able to be creative in doing that. So it's something I really want to get across, and the positive facts of that, and people to, you know, not be ashamed to say that they play with toys in the evening, to be comfortable with that.
Yeah, I mean, Lego is one of those things that's acceptable now, though, isn't it? I mean, they basically made a film about it at one stage, didn't they, telling you that's okay. Dublin Bricks on Instagram, tell us what people can see there, because it's kind of a fascinating one.
Yeah, like, so I, as I said, I was kind of started building bricks more, and over the past 5 years, I was doing, Lego sets, and then I wanted to see what else could I build. I started off by building the Long Hall, which is obviously a famous pub on Georgia Street.
Yeah.
And when I finished it, I thought, what will I build next?
With extreme detail, we should say.
Yeah,
You've got the interiors and everything.
Inside and out.
It's a very distinctive pub.
Yeah. The red and white across it is very distinctive. But as soon as I finished it, I thought, what would I build next? And then with a bit of thought, it was kind of a no-brainer. Let's build more pubs. And what I wanted to do is combine my love for Dublin with my love for Lego, and to be able to create something that people will see and smile at and enjoy.
Oh, it's a happy place. I mean, Instagram can be a happy place, but the Lego recreations, you've got Grogan's, obviously, is a big one there.
Yeah.
And are you selling some of these then? You've got mini versions of the ones that you built, don't you?
Yeah, so some of the big pubs that I've built that you'll see on Instagram, there could be 2,000 plus pieces. So it would be too large for me to be able to sell. So what I've done is I've made micro versions of those, like the Grogan's one, which I'll have on sale in the next couple of weeks. And there's about 120 odd pieces in that. So it's a nice smaller size people can build, and I sell those with the instructions. And I really want those sets to be kind of a gateway for people to, you know, start building more and just getting bricks themselves and experimenting. Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, just at Halloween there, I kind of did a little tutorial on my Instagram for people to build little, tea light candle things that go in their window of pumpkins. And, you know, it was so great to see people in lockdown posting back at me. They tried to build it themselves and with their kids and stuff. And that's just such a positive feeling that people, adults and kids, are able to come together and do something like that.
Yeah, it's also really cool because it's very, very specific Irish and Dublin Lego. And as you say, you get the instructions, so it's quite a unique gift. If you can supply the demand, that will be probably building up for it. How do you actually go about creating these? Because obviously you can't just buy a Lego set, and you're looking for very specific pieces.
Yeah, so what I do, first of all, is, you know, I have my own Lego, so I build the pieces physical first and see, is this something that I think the people will want? And then I go about organizing the instructions. I have a background of being a graphic designer, so I can go about that and doing, like, labeling and boxes and stuff like that. And then I can try and order all the different pieces in bulk. It's difficult to do that depending on what the pieces are. I've, in the past, built a set of the Dubliners, the famous Dublin band, and so many people have reached out to me to try and get those, like the box set, but it's just very difficult to get those pieces, for example. So I'm trying to build things that I can actually box up and get to people.
Yes, okay. And what so far have you got that people can buy?
So we have a couple of sets there, a Dublin 1988 logo, the famous Lady on the Rock, I call her the Lady on the Brick. So we have a Lego version of that.
That's really famous
nice in your window.
Windows in inner city Dublin, you always see it out of the corner of your eye. It remains kind of more or less a mystery. What else do you have?
I've also done a collaboration with a Dublin print studio called One Strong Arm, and they have letterpress printers that are about 100 years old. And what we've done is essentially taken out the type that they would normally print with and replaced it with Lego bricks.
Printed
some famous Dublin buildings with that. So we've done Liberty Hall and Poolbeg, chimney stacks. And we have more coming.
They look really cool, by the way. I'm looking at it here on Instagram, the chimney stacks. They must be pretty popular.
Yeah, they are indeed. That first run of them has actually sold out. So we're looking to do another run of those. And I'm going to have a Poolbeg chimney stack set that I'll also have on a Lego set that I'll have on my site for people to buy over the next couple of weeks.
And that site is?
It's dublinbricks.com.
Dublinbricks.com. Okay, so you can get that kind of stuff as well. You've made bigger versions of On Shaw the Pub, the George Bernard Shaw, Burdock's Chipper. I mean, you must be getting requests, are you, at this stage?
Yeah, I've got a lot of requests from pubs themselves, people looking for commissions. You know, I think people are unaware how long those bigger pubs take. But I am doing some interesting stuff coming in the new year. I have a collaboration with directly with Lego and a Dublin agency. It's unfortunately been delayed a couple of times because of the pandemic.
Right.
But hoping to get that off the ground in early 2021. I can't say too much about it, but it is directly with Lego, and it's something that's going to be in Dublin that people can go to.
Well, thanks for that teaser. We'll look forward to seeing that. People taking part in their own Lego therapy, what should they do? Just tip out the box and make something?
Definitely, just get stuck in. And what I find is, personally, you know, I'm in a fortunate place that I love my day job, but I think everyone needs a bit of separation from that. They need separation from the pandemic, from the news, from elections.
Yeah.
And doing something like Lego is just such a great, you know, thing for your mental health, to get a bit of space from all that stuff and just focus on something small, focus on something kind of creative and just building something. To start, I'd recommend just building a couple of Lego sets, familiarise yourself with how things might happen, and then just kind of go wild.
Yeah.
There's nothing there to limit you in what you can build.
And there's plenty of inspiration there on Dublin Bricks.
Yeah.
Which on Instagram, Dublin Bricks, easy to find.
Dublin Bricks on Instagram, yeah.
Gianni,
yeah.
Pleasure talking to you. Thanks a million.
Yeah, thanks so much. Cheers.
And the best of luck to that with the secret Lego project.